Good Tuesday. Today is September 30th, and you're listening to My Farm. We're going to talk livestock today as we take a look at the USDA's September 1 hog inventory. It was down 1% from a year ago. We're also going to get some insights on some of the notable numbers and trends behind what was found in USDA's latest cattle on feed report. We'll have that and more after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
Taking a look at your agricultural headlines, the United States inventory of all hogs and pigs on September 1st of 2025 was 74.5 million head, and that was down 1% from September 1st of a year prior, but up 1% from June of 2025. That according to the USDA's National Ag Statistics Report. Breed inventory at 5.93 million head was down 2% from a year ago and down slightly from the previous quarter, and market hog inventory at 68.5 million head was down 1% from last year, but it was up 1% from the previous quarter. Now, the June through August 2025 pig crop at 34.1 million head was down 3% from a year prior. Sows farrowing during this period totaled 2.88 million head. That was down 3% from 2024, and the sows farrowed during this quarter represented 48% of the breeding herd. The average pig save per litter was 11.82 for the June through August period. That compares to 11.72 last year. Now, United States hog producers intend to have 2.86 million sows farrowed during the September through November quarter. That's down 2% from the actual farrowings during the same period in 2024 and down 4% from the same period 2 years ago. Now, intended farrowings for December 25 through February of 26 are at 2.82 million sows, that down slightly from the same period 1 year earlier. It's down 4% from the same period 2 years ago. So the total number of hogs under contract now owned by operations under 5,000 head but raised by contractees accounted for 52% of the total U.S. hog inventory. That is down 1% from last year. Now, all inventories and pig crop estimates for September 24 through June of 25 were also revised in the report using final pig crop, official slaughter, death loss, and updated import and export data, and the revisions made to the June 25 all hogs and pigs inventory was 1.9%. That's a revision of 1.8 that was made for the March 25 to May 25 pig crop. A net revision of 0.7% was made to that March 25 all hogs and pigs inventory. The net revisions made to the December 24 through February 25 pig crop was 2.1%. Now, last week's USDA quarterly hogs and pigs report shared a neutral, slightly optimistic outlook for the hog complex. That, according to DTN's livestock analyst Shay Lee Stewart, one of the biggest takeaways from the report was that breeding inventory was down 2% from a year ago at 5.93 million head, which obviously affects the lighter weight marketing categories and could imply that market-ready supplies could be thin in the months to come and prices then potentially could grow stronger with the reduced inventory. Marketing hogs over 180 pounds were 100%, that being 12,569,000 head compared to a year ago, and marketing hogs weighing 120 to 179 pounds were 100%, being 15,865,000 head compared to a year ago. But marketing hogs in that 50 to 199 pound weight were 99%, that being 18,772,000 head a year ago, and the lightweight group of hogs, that's those under 50 pounds, came in at 98%, 20,811,000 head compared to where it was a year ago. Couple those marketing notes with the lower farrowing intentions, and it is likely that supplies are tighter in 2026 than was originally presumed. Stay tuned, we'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Thanks, Joe. We're going to change directions now, talk cattle numbers. And what are some of the notable numbers and trends behind what was found in the Ag Department's latest cattle on feed report? Well, USDA's Rod Bain tells us more.
Continued contraction in the cattle feedlots and U.S. cattle inventory? Livestock analyst Michael McConnell says from USDA's latest cattle on feed report, covering the period ending September 1st.
There was 11.08 million head of cattle on feed with feedlots that have a capacity of larger than 1,000 head. That is 1% lower than a year ago. Placements during the month of August were 1.78 million head. That was 10% lower than a year ago. And marketings during August came in at 1.57 million head, which was 14% lower than a year ago.
Trends behind the numbers include
the placement number for the month of August. That was actually the lowest that we've seen for August since 2015. So overall, we see a continuation in the trend of relatively lower placements. That's partially reflected by where we are in the cattle cycle and the fact that we have relatively small cattle inventories and beef cattle inventories, the smallest in many, many decades. Marketings were also particularly low. And really what it comes down to is we've seen an overall slowing in the overall turnover in the fed cattle market.
Mercado says the slow turnover in the fed cattle market is also reflective of current prices for steers and cattle.
Still seeing relatively high prices. In the month of August, the five area of fed steer price was $243 per hundredweight on average, which was a record high. Likewise for feeder cattle during the month of August and the Oklahoma City auction price that we track here, that was at $355 per hundredweight, also a record. So overall, we're seeing relatively high priced cattle. And as a result, from the feedlot perspective, it's reflective of the fact that there's fewer animals available for placement, and that helps supporting the price of feeder animals. And then in turn, they're hanging on to their animals for longer.
Length of time cattle is in feedlots is a specific trend drawing attention.
We are seeing cattle that are staying on feed longer. Calculating out and figuring the number of animals in feedlots that have been in feedlots for more than 5 months or more than 150 days, that number right now is relatively high. And in particular, the share of animals that have been in feedlots for 150 days are very high. And that's just overall reflective of the fact that feedlots, the inventories are relatively low on a historical basis, but the portion of animals that are approaching or coming close to market-ready weight is relatively high. So that's a dynamic that we need to see how that plays out as we head into the holiday season, where there might be a little bit of a pickup for certain beef products.
So by keeping cattle on feed longer,
that's resulting in higher fed prices as well.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Thanks, Rod. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.